Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that's right, from upstate New York, as I continue to recover from my amputation. And today, being that it is the week after Pentecost, I wanted to continue reflecting on the great gift that has been given to us by the Father and Son, who is the third person of the Holy and Most Blessed Trinity. And there's been a particular verse, a particular passage within Scripture that has been stewing in my heart and has actually been bringing tears to my eyes every time I go to it. And I just wanted to share it with you, and maybe we can go a little bit deeper into the great mystery that has been given to us, who is the Holy Spirit. And the passage is John chapter 17, verse 26. And it reads, "I made known to them thy name, and I will make it known that the love with which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." That is the end passage of the high priestly prayer that is known in John's Gospel in chapter 17, where it seems that Jesus, with the apostles, he steps off to the side and he makes this big prayer to the Father. And there have been parts leading up to this great high prayer, this great priestly prayer, where Christ has been talking about the Holy Spirit, but yet within the prayer itself, it seems that the Spirit is almost absent. But then you see his invocation of love. Christ invokes the love that the Father has given over to him and how he wants that love to be with those that follow him. And that love, my brothers and sisters, is the Holy Spirit. And as that passage teaches us, in that love, Christ is also made known. One of the things we can never forget, and Luke's Gospel is particularly good at this, we see that the Spirit rests upon the humanity of Jesus Christ. So as he ministers for 3 years actively and openly, he is doing it in, by, and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. He is doing it in the very love of God. We are called in our human nature, as we are the baptized, the redeemed, those that have been atoned for, who are becoming attuned to the very will of God, we are called to never forget that the very love of God, the Holy Spirit, is in our hearts. Our hearts are a temple in which God himself has deigned to dwell. The Spirit and the Son rests within us, bringing us to the Father, a journey which takes our entire lifetime, which, as we pass from this mortal coil and enter into the hereafter, may we be received with great rejoicing in the heavens, into the bosom of the Father, into his kingdom that has been prepared for us, a place within it, by Christ himself, a message that he teaches in John's Gospel. And all of this is through love. The life of holiness, the call to sanctification, is this call to love. And not just sort of our earthly love, but this divine self-emptying love, which is only possible in, by, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is taken away or diminished from the Father and the Son and the work of the Spirit now. For where one person in the Trinity is, the other two are present. But yet we must realize that we are being shaped, we are being formed, we are being conformed to Christ, which is done in and by the love of God, who is the Holy Spirit. Notice I say who, because he's a person. And one of the ways we approach the Holy Spirit is we use the word mystery. Mystery doesn't mean unknowable. It means inexhaustible. We can never exhaust our knowledge and our desire to know the Spirit in this life or the next. For He is God, third person of the Blessed Trinity. And Jesus wants the Spirit in us. The reason Christ came to this earth was through the Spirit, to make known the love of God, which we see visually shown to us in a profound way, the profoundest and the penultimate way, on the cross. And we see the power of that love revealed in the resurrection. For Jesus rose from the dead in the power of the Spirit. Love caused the resurrection to occur in this world. And we too, my brothers and sisters, will rise in that same love. We will rise at the end of times in, by, and through the power of the Spirit. Now, this love that has been entrusted to us, the Holy Spirit, He doesn't give us a license to do what we will. This love is meant for conformity to Jesus Christ. It's a freedom for something, and that something is actually someone, and that someone is Jesus Christ, to become conformed to the Son, who is our brother, who came to us in the flesh to save us from our sins. Only reason we can acknowledge this and speak His name in praise and in love is because our hearts have been formed, strengthened, and emboldened by the power of the Spirit. Now, thank you very much for your time as you deal with me. I'm a little bit of a fanatic when it comes to the Holy Spirit, because He really woke me up to who I was and who I'm called to be during my novitiate year in the land of Carmel. And I've always been wrestling with going deeper into the mystery of the Holy Spirit. So these last two, Monday's podcast episode and this one, has been a moment for me to really just celebrate and rejoice in the great gift that is the Spirit for all of us. That no matter what we have done, we are called to love because we have been loved. And He has loved us first. And the reality of that is manifested in, by, and through Jesus Christ, but made known through the Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, thank you very much for your time today. I pray you can continue to rejoice in the power of the Spirit as He has given me an opportunity in making this podcast episode for you today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what you here, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform with a like button, click that like button also. If you want more of my content, you can go to my website, The Real Frank Fryer. There on my website, The Real Frank Fryer, you can find links to my blog posts, to my Catholic Stand articles. You can look at pictures from travels. You can contact me through the contact page. And I also have little memes that you can carry with you on your electronic devices in order to allow your soul to be nourished by the land of Carmel throughout your day. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bach with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com, or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.